Insert coin. Get ready for all work, no play. Go.
So what, do we used to take two breaks or one break? I forget. Round one is the beginning of the show?
We took two breaks. Some shows, we took three breaks. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, those bumpers.
Right, we got round one, round two, final round.
Yeah, we rarely use three of them, though. It's usually round one, final round, or round two, final round.
Preparing for the podcast of a lifetime. Ladies and gentlemen. Coming to the stage, is Barack Obama.
Is this the show right now?
We've been doing the show for a couple seconds already.
All right. Well, we don't listen, guys. We don't have a show. Clearly, we don't have a show.
It's not a show.
Is it a wake? Do you call it a wake?
It's a wake. Yeah, when something's dead and you talk about it, then it's a wake, right?
This episode of All Work, No Play. Hey, welcome to the podcast, All Work, No Play.
I'm Sam Riegel.
And I'm Liam O'Brien. This episode brought to you by Eagle Rare Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Says Eagle on the bottle.
Eagle on the bottle means it's American.
Topical for tonight.
Tonight, Obama just made a speech.
POTUS threw down.
Yeah. I'm sure Trump is tweeting up a Trump storm right now.
Some cogent points.
This is not a political podcast.
But real talk, Trump looks like 200 pounds of Play-Doh in a suit. True or false?
True, but not political. That is just a Play-Doh comment.
That's empirical fact.
Yeah.
Wow. So we're recording another episode of our podcast.
As we always do, Liam.
Every week.
Yeah. It's just a lot of them have technical difficulties and we end up throwing them in the trash.
Burning them for weeks.
We're very picky with our content.
So we designed this show to make ourselves get together, have more fun, because we're two workaday dads, busy. And we failed. We have become busier than when we started the podcast.
Yeah.
Filled up what little time we had with a weekly Dungeons & Dragons game. And now there's no free time to be had, which is why
we were, is it prescient? Is that a word that I'm using correctly? Forward thinking?
Sure.
Because we named it All Work, No Play. We have fulfilled the promise of the premise.
We've achieved our final
It is
form.
All work and no play.
Side note, everybody, when we started this podcast, we were in a totally different Sam Riegel house.
Yeah, I've moved houses. I've had another baby. Liam has grown 6 inches.
6 inches. My life was sort of free falling, and now I'm just starting to pull up again. This is all behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get dark, because that's what I do. And that's not what I'm going to do. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read. We're in a new booth.
Yeah.
And we actually both have chairs.
We do. In the last studio where we recorded this, we shared a butt seat.
Like a ledge.
Yeah. But now we have two chairs in here.
Yes. But getting back to what I was about to say, I can see poking out from behind the Pro Tools window just a little bit of Sam's emails. I see one where the subject is, all caps, fucking shoes, - I don't know anymore. I'll try on the others tomorrow morning and figure it out.
I ordered shoes. This is what the podcast should be. It should be reading each other's email subject lines and figuring out what it's about. I ordered shoes on Prime Day from Amazon.
Okay, Prime Day, yeah.
Two pairs of Aldo shoes, which, by the way, not high quality products. Turns out they've got some sort of European sizing. Anyway, I got the normal size I get, which is 10.5 if anyone wants to buy me a Christmas present. And they're both too small. So I sent them back, no problem. Amazon's free returns is great.
Sure.
Got some 11s. Boom. Still too small. Sent those back. Got 11.5s. They're fucking still too small. I don't know what's going on. Either my feet are growing or Aldo is fucking with me.
Not a Sam Riegel fan.
No. Aldo, by the way. Not a sponsor of this show.
Nope.
Yet, but we're open to it.
Yeah, someday we'll get a sponsor.
Yeah.
So we have to figure out what this podcast is, because normally we had sort of...
I like reading my email. That's a good idea. What else can we find?
Okay, what sensitive piece of information here can I read out to complete strangers? Is this one okay?
Ziploc hand models?
Ziploc hand models.
In addition to being a voice actor, voice director, professional Dungeons and Dragons player, I also am a casting director now, Liam, and I had to cast a Ziploc commercial.
Okay.
Mostly voiceover, but the client also wanted me to find some hand models.
Wow.
It turns out you go to, there's a couple websites, I forget what they're called, but one's called like...
Handies?
It might as well be. It's called like Body Parts Unlimited.
That's
and it's just like a bunch of pictures of people's hands, feet, necks.
That's no bueno.
Yeah, you pick the body part that you want, and then you pick the color of skin that you want.
Do they what?
Yeah, it's not like African American, Caucasian. It's like olive, cream.
It's like crayon colors.
Yeah, yeah. You pick your body part and your color, and then you get shown a bunch of hands, and you pick one that you like. So I had to go scroll through a bunch of hand models and pick a hand model to make their dreams come true.
Do they have pictures of
wangs?
Well, you went right to it. Yeah. Do they have any of those?
I didn't. Maybe that's like the professional portal that you have to pay a subscription to get into.
That could be the fun we done for next week.
Just exploring different dick models.
I had assumed that you were auditioning as a Ziploc hand model, which really wouldn't, it should surprise me, but wouldn't surprise me.
As the casting director, I for a half a second thought, you know what, if I got a manicure, I could probably just do this.
Slip it in.
And then I was like, wait, what am I doing? I don't want to be a hand model too.
Could you imagine suffering through the humiliation of the moment of watching some guy go like, that's nice, that's nice. Oh, oh, what troglodyte is this photo of?
Those are my hands. I submitted under a false name.
I mean, when I say troglodyte, I mean in like a monster manual, the D&D type creature.
Honestly, scrolling through the hand model pictures, all the fucking hands look the same. They all just look like hands. Mm. It's really strange.
I mean, I wouldn't want to look at my hands like Annie Leibovitz style
either.
They look
fine.
They look fine from over here when I'm doing this, even this. But, you know, if high definition zoom up on these hands, my hands always look dirty.
Well, maybe for like a trucking commercial, you know, where they have like somebody like throwing a saddle into the back of a Tacoma.
I'm thinking more like an emphysema
sure,
patient.
Sure. You're the after photo. Smoking kills. You look know, at this man's hands.
One challenge of this show now is how to not like every fifth sentence I think of a Dungeons and Dragons reference because
it is
our life now.
It is.
It's a huge component of our life is Dungeons and goddamn Dragons.
It is. I went to a party last night. I think I told you about this. I went to a party that had nothing to do with Dungeons and Dragons. It was for an animation show that I am the voice director for. And I still got people coming up to me talking about Critical Role and how they're fans of the show. I was just trying to enjoy a nice party and pay tribute to this animated program. And it turns out that they're everyone who works on the show is fans of Critical Role. Who knew?
Did you feel like Tyler Durden?
I felt...
You really enjoy what you do, sir.
Yes, exactly. I am mythical Tyler Durden.
Yeah, I mean, it's if we had any free time left, let's be honest, it has been siphoned into
a
five-hour commitment on Thursday nights.
The
best commitment. It's
5 hours of gameplay and then many more hours of thinking about it, stressing about it. I have to pick spells. You have to think about raven shit.
I thought all day about, like, we're at one of those crossroads. God damn, we're doing it. We're talking about the show.
Where we did it.
We could do anything and go anywhere. So I've literally been thinking about, like, okay, if I get squared away with your characters, well, I could talk about these things, I guess. And if I finally get some time with that guy over there, I could talk about this.
Well, yeah, you never know who you're going to talk to.
Won't say any of that. Won't get to any of that because Mercer will throw some name drop, some sort of weird thing out at us.
I have like a long laundry list of things I'd like to do, say,
never get
attempt. Mm-hmm. And you might try an episode.
Mm-hmm.
There's just too much to do. And look, we had a nice little Critical Role digression. We're not going to do that anymore because this is not a show about Critical Role, guys.
Here we fucking hate Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh,
this is not about... Yeah.
Bunch of nerds.
But we don't have a structure to this show anymore because we used to have enough time to get together and do something and then come back the following week and talk about it. That's not going to happen. So I guess we're just pulling poo out of our butts. And that's it.
Before we started rolling,
yeah,
that's a technical industry term for recording. By the way, this is a voiceover podcast. We discussed, like, have we done anything fun, not work-related lately? And the only things that we came up with were kind of Critical Role-related. Like, we all went out for Liam's birthday.
Yeah, I mean, you guys also just happen to be my favorite people. So yeah. it was almost entirely Critical Role outside of my wife, really.
That's true.
Really, it was the cast of Critical Role appearing at Liam's birthday. We went to the Sunset Tower Hotel on Sunset here in Hollywood, which is like this old Hollywood great hotel with a view of Los Angeles. And we just...
Yeah, it was fun. We sat by the pool. We had drinks. We had food. I got there a little late, and I didn't have the prefix meal like everyone else. Instead, I just had a shit ton of oysters. And I got in a fight with the waiter.
What did you fight him about?
Oh, yeah, you might not have known that. But I ordered coffee for all the ladies in our group. Ashley, Laura Bailey.
Yeah.
Laura Bailey.
Laura Bailey.
And Marisha Ray. And they brought the coffee and it was cold and I flipped out on them.
Did you?
Yeah.
Give me a little reenactment, slightly.
Well, maybe flip out. And now I'm backtracking. Maybe flip out was not. Maybe I very politely asked them to bring another warm coffee.
I'm sorry. These are a little cold.
Yeah. Yeah. That was me flipping out. Okay. Oh, hey. Ooh, this is just like a little lukewarm. Could we just get a reheat? Thanks.
It was a nice night. You know, 364 days a year, I just wear jeans, the same jeans, and some nerdy t-shirt. But for one night only, I had this, I think it was a beautiful tan suit.
You got a suit. Did you buy the suit for that event?
It was a birthday present to me for that and for other things. I'm going to use it again in a couple of weeks for sad reasons, but we won't dwell on that.
Sure. I have a nice tan suit. I find it comes in handy quite often.
We should wear our tan suits together. I don't know for what.
For what?
Yeah. Who cares? What?
We got. I feel like we should reenact a scene from the movie Twins or Rain Man.
No, Twins is good.
Is it Twins? Is
good. Yeah.
Where we walk into a casino? I don't know. I'm
Isn't
getting
there
them
also
confused.
A movie where he was pregnant?
Oh, sure.
Am I forgetting that?
Kindergarten Cop.
No.
Yeah. Kindergarten Cop. He's a kindergarten teacher who's pregnant, right? I'm pretty sure.
Oh, man. You weren't lying. It is hot.
Holy balls. It is hot. We might have to take a break just to...
Not yet. We're going to make it a little bit longer. But there was another...
Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Arnold Schwarzenegger
Go.
Movies.
Total Recall. Red Scorpion.
Kindergarten Cop.
Conan the Barbarian.
I've forgotten them all. T2.
What's the one? Wait, are they making a T4 now? Was there a T3?
I think we're past four movies at this point.
Really?
Have you seen this boy? I don't know.
Was that your Arnold Schwarzenegger
No,
voice?
That's the skinny Irish-American guy. Okay. The thin
Who only does Terminator movies?
No, he's been in plenty of stuff since then. He's great. Right.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
It is hot. Hey, how's, you know, when we used to do this podcast semi-regularly, you were kind of like really starting to cook with gas on the animation front, on directing, a lot of Disney, a lot of Nickelodeon, all of that, where it's like, let's be honest, it's like a year later. I think we did one of these 6 months ago.
We did.
You own animation. What's that like?
I am directing several projects in animation.
Rough number.
It's embarrassing to say.
Yeah, I want
to
hear it.
It's too embarrassing to broadcast.
All right.
Between five and 10.
I was going to say more than 10, probably.
It is. I am currently directing, voice directing, 5 shows just for Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a Nickelodeon project. There's an Amazon project. There's a DreamWorks project or two.
I joke about it, but I really, like, I'll forget everything you're saying right now tomorrow, and I won't know how many projects or for which companies, because it's ridiculous. It changes all the time. You add things, you remove things. It's impressive.
I am blessed. Mm-hmm. I am lucky. I'm fortunate to work in animation.
# blessed.
And I am fucking awesome at it.
Yeah. I believe it.
No, it's going great. I get to work on a lot of shows, some for very young kids, some that are all fart jokes for older kids. I directed a pilot for Adult Swim that was all cursing. It starred Keegan-Michael Key and Paul Scheer, and it was all like raunchy, nasty humor. That was fun.
Wait, are we talking about Sophia the First?
Yeah, it was Sophia the First. No, I've been doing so much cool stuff. I'm living the dream.
Do you know why I think you're so successful at it? You obviously have decades. No, I'm just going to tell you.
Because of my huge ego and wang.
Is that on the website with the different colors?
Yeah.
You obviously have tons of experience and are really good at it, but you also just make people happy.
Mm.
There's not a lot ego bandied about. I don't think you make anybody feel threatened. You have a nice touch. You just make people happy, which is why I've latched onto you like a parasite. And I'm very proud.
Well, thank you.
Very proud of you.
Thank you. You know, similarly, if I can turn the mirror back on you, friend.
What are you talking about? Oh God.
You have had some success as of late. Well, not even as of late. You're my hero. You have primo roles in animation. You have amazing roles in video games,
guys,
which I'm frankly jealous of.
We are filleting each other right now.
But you've been directing a shit ton too of like good games,
yeah.
Like not crappy games that end up in a pachinko.
Hey man, Japanese people gotta gamble.
I know, but like these are serious games,
And it looks to be getting thicker in the next 6 or 7 months.
You got something cooking?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Exclusive to All Work No Play. Liam's going to tell us what game he is doing in the next 3 months. It is...
All right, you fuckers. I'm working on...
Interference! Static!
Get to the chopper!
The Reckoning.
Wait, you said it.
No, that was just for that specific sequel. I have been really busy, and I think I'm getting... as busy as you, like I don't have days off anymore.
This week
and a little bit last week, I've had days off. I've been like trying to exercise like a fiend to make up for lost time. I think it was like 2 or 3 months where it was every week directing for games. I've been doing
every day, every week, pretty much.
Pretty much. A ton of Lego and some other stuff as well. I got to work on the Lego game of The Force Awakens. I worked with the entire cast of that movie.
Mark Hamill. Ted Danson.
Ted McGinley.
Harrison Ford?
The prancer size lady. Harrison Ford was the one person I directed in person, and the main takeaway from working on that game...
Smells like patchouli.
...is that, he is really handsome.
Oh, really?
He is extremely...
Oh, my God.
...handsome. And I thought beforehand, like, you know, he's a little older. I'll just hit the nostalgia button. I'll remember watching Raiders. No. I went full on. I would have gone right there. He was so good looking.
So wait, he walks in with an... just paint the picture for it. He walks in with an entourage, just him. Him is, what's her name? His wife?
Callista.
Does Callista come with him?
Callista was not there. There were a lot of people. I don't know who they were. He was dressed all in denim. All in denim.
Like Elvis in Jailhouse Rock?
Canadian tuxedo. Bracelets, earring. He smelled good. Like on the front of my brain, I was thinking of the lines. In the back of my brain, I was thinking, yeah, maybe.
get some wine in me. Who knows where today would go?
Didn't even need it. Everybody else was on Skype, and the second best experience on that game, next to Harrison, was Carrie Fisher's dog, who was present.
Whoa! What part did he play in the game?
No part, but I believe the dog goes everywhere with Miss Fisher
into the booth.
Yeah, so mostly quiet, but every once in a while you'd hear. And at one point, she rounded on him and she said, Gary, no!
Gary?
No!
Gary I think is it her was dog's name.
I think it was Gary, but I do remember her chastising and saying, no! No! Loved it.
Carrie Fisher and Gary Fisher, her dog. that's amazing. Wow. Wait, did you work with Kylo Ren? What's his name?
I did. Adam Driver.
Adam Driver?
Mm-hmm.
Did you work with...
Gwendolyn...
Yo?
Christy, not Yo.
Oh.
Gwendolyn Christie. Oh my God, we'll have to cut this part out if I'm getting her name wrong. She's my favorite in the Game of Thrones. Brienne of Tarth!
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Oh my God, was she... She's gorgeous, by the way.
Well, I didn't see her. I talked to her through Skype, but I told her immediately that she is my favorite on Game of Thrones, which is true.
She's everyone's favorite on Game of Thrones. She used to be a model, I believe. She's super hot. I love her. I mean, in that she is a talented actor and an intelligent person.
I like her because I think she seems like she could wreck me with weapons.
Totally.
Yeah.
Wow, Liam, that's amazing. That is like...
It's so hot in here.
You could end your career right now.
Let's do it. Let's end it all. I'm going to do it with drink. Here we go.
We're going to pour more booze. We're going to take our first of 7 breaks tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
And then when we come back, we're going to set up the fun that we going to do done.
I am dripping with sweat. We've only been in here 10 minutes.
This is horrible.
Best/worst episode yet.
All right, I'm pressing pause. Goodbye.
Hey guys, if you have comments or suggestions for fun things we can do, follow our Twitter account at Zero Time
to Play.
Now on with the shizzo. Oh, Liam. Good 5-minute break.
Do we have to do more of the show?
No, this could be a 20-minute podcast. People don't care.
All right, cut it now.
Okay.
Cut it out. We just took a 20-minute break. We talked about everything that you guys can't know about.
No, projects that are in development, love,
relationship
kids.
Stuff. Oh, the drama.
We talked so much shit about Travis Willingham. It's crazy.
Oh, man, what a pansy. He is so weak, both physically and spiritually.
Yeah, so many times he's just been crying to us about things.
Oh, God. His choices, everything he does as Grog. What will everybody think? What have I done?
Yeah,
will there be ramifications?
So yeah, he writes every word that he says of that show.
Oh, well, we all rehearse.
Yeah,
thoroughly rehearse.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry I was late to rehearsal today.
Again, that moment fucking sucked. Do it again, Sam. It's already immediately sweltering in the
I don't understand
studio.
It.
Oh my gosh.
Eagle Rare, ladies and gentlemen. Not very rare.
Does it make the sound? Oh, no, but nope. The metallic shit did cut my finger.
Sorry. Sorry. Please don't sue me. I don't have insurance.
We used to talk a lot about our kids. We should probably catch up on our kids, and the first thing we should do is reestablish
who they are.
Their code names.
Your name, your kid's name was something Shakespearean.
Hamlet. My son is Hamlet.
Oh, yes, Hamlet.
And my daughter is Romper Stomper.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. My son is Harry Donald Trump because he has, oh, wow.
Does he?
He has crazy hair still. I mean, it's amazing hair. But Harry Donald Trump has become such a loaded name now.
Oh, man.
This show, Harry Donald Trump was just a guy.
Yeah, he was just some guy. It was kind of a gag off to the side. No big whoop.
Now he's
potentially the president of the United States.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
what
man.
Have I done? And then my daughter, on the break, we were trying to remember what I called my daughter. We think it's Terminator?
I think it's Terminator.
Terminator.
Because you talked about her either like touching heaters or electrical sockets.
She is fearless.
Is she still fearless?
She is still fearless. She is strong. She is fearless. She is smart. She is in your face.
Yeah.
She doesn't put up with your shit. And she is also so cute and adorable. Why didn't you tell me that girls are so awesome?
There, I think I did. I mean,
maybe I just didn't believe you.
I love
my son as well. And when the daughter was born, we had a moment where, like, right before she was born, we're like, "Ooh, how's this gonna work? We're not gonna love anything as much as this boy. He's so great."
Yeah, but when Terminator was born.
Oh, man.
Romper Stomper was already 2 or 3, I think, at that point, and I already knew. And it's so special.
Oh, man. Just think about, audience, think about the first time you saw Terminator and how great that was. Except it's a living human being.
That only happens for you one time when you see that robot drag itself through the machinery.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what fatherhood is like.
Yeah.
Guys.
It's like seeing a glowing eye for the first time.
Gun, gun, gun. Hey, what are they doing this summer? How are they doing? What's going on?
My kids? Well, your kids are a little older, so they do things like camp, right? There's camps that kids go to in the summer.
We'll start with mine. Yes, they're both in camp. Hamlet is in coding camp.
Coding camp. Talk to me about coding camp. What does that mean? What does it do?
First, I'm going to check out my finger, which is sliced open from the whiskey.
Wait, are you serious?
Oh, yes.
There's legit blood? There's blood on your glass.
Is there? Oh, man, that's hardcore.
Oh, my God. This is our first podcast injury.
You know what we do is you stick it in
the
whiskey.
No, don't do that. He's really doing it. He's doing it. Oh, don't.
Oh,
this
God,
is not the Civil War. You don't have to put it in alcohol to cauterize it. Oh,
oh my
no.
gosh. Let's see. Hamlet is in coding camp and is learning about JavaScript. I don't know. My son is smarter than me, so I kind of get the report on what he's doing. Then I forget it because, you know, I just make funny voices and pretend
God,
to be a half-elf.
You're bleeding to death.
No, it's fine. I mean, you know, when I die, it'll be sad. But you'll carry my memories on.
Coding camp sounds amazing. I don't think anything like that existed for me as a child.
All of the counselors, they don't go by their real names. They go by code names.
Code names. They have hacker names, elite hacksaw names.
Yes, and I don't want to say any of them because
names that are like theirs?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay.
Gumbo.
Would it be like
I love it when you spin out and short circuit like that.
But do they have numbers in their names? That was my question.
No numbers.
Taskmaster 69.
I found out my son was watching two older kids play Fallout 4 next to him, which is like, you know, people's brains exploding and stuff.
A
little bothered by that.
We're in Fallout 4, you and me.
I know, and I love Fallout 4. It's the one game that I'm playing. But my wife and I kind of raise our kids sort of Amish.
Sure. No guns, death, no.
I'm my kid's worst nightmare because I know the friggin' parental ratings on the goddamn boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no Fallout 4 for no 10-year-old.
No way.
And then Romper Stomper is at a camp where they both, it's a drama camp.
Okay.
But we found out that my daughter
yes.
is at camp with your nephew.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. My sister's son goes to camp with your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
They learn about drama. They learn about expression.
Code name will be Shasta McNasty.
Ooh, I like that. My nephew Shasta McNasty. Amazing. How long has that camp been going on, and is she excelling?
It's going for a week, and the counselor has separately told my wife and I that they have never seen a leader like her, big a ham, or as dramatic a kid.
That's your
and
kid.
And I'm terrified for her to get into the entertainment business because it's full of phonies and weirdos.
No,
and
it's great. You know,
sycophants and megalomaniacs and some nice people.
I am setting up a work permit for my son, my 4-year-old Harry Donald Trump, to work his first voiceover job in a couple weeks.
Really? He's got a job?
It's not official. He auditioned for it in this very hot room.
Oh, did he?
And I think he's going to book it. His father happens to be the voice director of the cartoon.
Put your faith in Trump.
Yeah. I think he's going to book it.
I know that Romper Stomper would kill it in the work that we do, but her mom is a little reticent. So,
and she should be.
She should definitely be.
This business is not for children. Mm. I should know. I was a child actor. It's not good for children. I can't imagine. Mm. Like the number of times I was crying because I didn't get a callback for something as a child, or I was too old, or I was too ugly for something.
Mm.
It's horrible.
I meant TV ugly.
Why do you keep telling me that?
Once a day. Keep you humble.
Yep. But yeah, that's amazing. These camps seem so great. I can't wait for my kids to go to them. My kids are doing more rudimentary things, like
nose picking
and building forts out of cushions.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
My son today spent half the day with his cousin's metal detector in our backyard.
Did that include Shasta McNasty?
No, they were looking for treasure in the backyard with the metal detector.
Okay.
They found a few screws.
Hey, that's useful.
Yeah, my son has them in a treasure box now.
Oh, man. Hamlet is already a hoarder.
Oh, wow.
He loves to collect little things. He will take anything he finds.
Brainstorm. Why doesn't TLC, or is it A&E, have a young hoarders show?
Young hoarders?
Yeah, like 12-year-old hoarders.
Nick Jr.?
Nick Jr. should have that show. Next on Hoarders Jr.
Oh my God, stones, bottle caps. He loves dirty scratched off lotto tickets.
That didn't win?
Oh,
wow.
My son is a little bit Rain Man-y with math. So if there is a number on it, he is obsessed with it. In fact, the other day I was washing dishes at the end of the day and he was.
Because you're a modern man who does half the housework.
Yeah, man. That's you have a guy who can do both.
Yeah.
And he was at the dining room table and he had a graph paper book and he was drawing there. I looked over and there was like 60 different shaded squares on it and little patterns. And I said, "Oh, hey, what are you doing there?" And he said, "Oh, I'm designing a game." I said, "Oh, that's cool. I've been working on it for 2 years.
Wait, what?
And I just jaw dropped.
Like a maze
couldn't
game
talk.
Or a...
No, I think he is, without us letting him really play many video games at all, he plays Minecraft for like an hour a week. That's it. Seems kind of strange. My industry is a video game industry, but we don't let him play much. But he draws platformer games.
Whoa!
He's played a little bit at school when they are on breaks. You know,
wow.
He sees other kids do it, but he has... For 2 years, and I've seen him drawing little squares in on graph paper before. I was like, oh, there's Hamlet, just, you know, passing the time doing his little
wow.
grids. I've seen him fill whole papers with numbers and different rows and stuff in sort of a beautiful mind kind of way. I mean, I am just a fucking dumbass who makes stupid voices into a microphone and pretends to be a robot or an elf.
Uh-huh.
That's what I
uh-huh.
do.
Uh-huh.
And I'm waiting for Hamlet to just get older and work at SpaceX and design some sort of dimensional ripple portal technology.
It's amazing.
And I'm just going to be over on the side going, look at me.
I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. He is brilliant, your kid. Your kids are brilliant, but he is like...
Well, they're both brilliant.
Exceptional.
He is Central Casting's version of Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
My son is Lex Luthor.
He doesn't shave his head and go that way.
Well, maybe he'd go Reed Richards' direction.
Okay, that could work.
Not Lex
Luthor. That could work.
Yeah.
That could work.
Yeah. Talzin would be happy. Oh. Name drop.
Oh, yeah, we do those on this show.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, this show. Remember this show, guys? This should be a best of episode where
this is sort of like the 20 years later, bringing everybody back.
The reunion show.
The reunion show. Oh, guys, remember All Work, No Play? Those are the days. Those are the days.
That's what all these episodes are going to be. Are we going to make another one, do you think? Give me odds on if we're going to and when we're going to.
Listen, I can do one of these a month.
You can?
One a month. You listen, fuckers, I can't do one a week. That's not happening. But I could do one a month.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to do one a month?
No.
You know what I like doing? I like promising to do it once a month and then breaking it as soon as I can.
All right. It is July 27th today.
What about every 3.5 months?
How about let's shoot
for... That's almost three a
let's
year.
Let's find a weird number.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say 57 days
from
now. We'll do another one.
Okay.
It's just under 2 months.
It'll take you 23 days to edit this one and release it?
No, we're going to release this one in 1 week.
Yeah.
We have plans to release it next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So is it Thursday yet?
No. No, it isn't. There's no show next week because you guys, not me, you guys are going to Indianapolis?
It's going to be sadly missed, but we're going to do a live show in Indianapolis.
I'm so sad to miss the game. I never like sitting out the game because I feel like I'm missing out.
Can we just talk
you guys.
About the live show a little?
Sure.
I know we said we weren't going to talk about Critical Role because fuck that show.
Once every minute if we talk about
but
it's okay.
This is not less about Critical Role and more about the experience of doing a live performance.
Yeah.
Because you and I both shared this moment right before we did the Critical Role live show.
Mm-hmm.
A couple weeks ago, where before we were going to go on stage, we do that show every week to tens of thousands of people.
It's gone to about 20K plus at this point.
Yeah, easy. Do you have butterflies before you do the CR show, the Critical Role show?
No, I mean, as much as I think about it all week going on now, it's just old hat.
Yeah,
It's easy to focus on you guys.
I get nervous about things that will happen in the show, but not about my performance in the show.
That's right.
I feel like I'll be okay. However, before we went on stage for this Critical Role live show...
It was so exciting.
Oh my God, I was scared.
Yeah.
I was shaking with nerves. Laura Bailey. Laura Bailey was about to barf.
Yeah.
Legitimately barf.
I was, you know, before Critical Role took off, I was getting to this point where I was really itching to do theater again. And I loved theater for a long time and did it for a long time. And I was looking like, yeah, I'll work for a nickel and go do plays again. I was really looking. But since we do this show, which is it's an improv show.
Yeah,
right?
It's a live theater improv
show. With Elves and Dragons. That went away. And when we went to do live on stage, it just itched. It was just like a bear against a tree. It just felt so good to get in front of an audience. coins again. I think I prefer the game around the table, but it doesn't mean that getting 500 people in a room, it's like surfing. It is really like surfing.
We had this moment, I don't know if you remember because you were probably freaking out, but we had this moment in a bathroom right before we went on where we were both kind of nervous. We looked at each other.
We're in the same stall?
We, of course, as always,
right.
Dropping a deuce together.
Okay.
You on my lap,
how does
pooping
that work?
Between my legs.
Oh.
I've given a thought.
Do we have to face each other when we do it, though?
Yeah. If you're going to do it missionary. We had this moment where we were both like, we checked in with each other. We were like, are you nervous? Yeah, I'm nervous. Are you nervous? Yeah, I'm nervous. But it was a good nervous. It was that nervous that you get before a show where you, I know it's an improv show, but it's like the feeling that you get before you go on stage and you know your lines. Mm. You know you're blocking. You know it's going to be great. You just have to do it. And
I'm in a better place now than I used to be. When I did theater, I used to think, and the last play I did was 9 years ago, but I used to think, and not even that play, but like earlier plays, when I was going to go on stage, I would think, God, I got to do it right, which is bullshit. There is no right. Now it just feels exciting. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to be me, and whatever comes out, comes out. I'm probably going to lock eyes with Sam and fall deeper in love. And it's all a win. It's all a win.
Yeah. Even if it's a lose, somehow it's a win. It was so great. It gave me that fix, that theater heroin fix.
On a side note, I don't know how this will work, but somehow it just made me want to do Shakespeare with you all. I don't know how.
Should we have a Shakespeare episode?
How the fuck would you
know how we would do it, but we could do it. We could find a way.
It just made
me go to a different plane of existence, and we're there with...
We just go to the theater in the Feywild.
There you go. Oh, the theater.
Yes.
It could work. It could work.
It is disgustingly hot in this booth right now.
It's hotter than we've ever been. We're usually hot.
Mm.
This is the worst.
Are we talking metaphorically or are we talking literally right now?
I think it's because this new booth, let's get technical for a second here,
guys. Okay.
This new booth was constructed a little differently than the last booth. The last booth had staggered studs,
staggered pieces
of drywall. Yes, staggered studs was the alternate name for our podcast, by the way.
Staggering studs.
It had about 8 inches of wall.
Hey-o.
This one has about 6 inches of wall, so it's less. However, I also put about a half inch of, I believe it's called compressed vinyl, or anyway, we are in a vinyl sleeping bag right now, where no air can breathe.
Fetch the gimp.
And it is hot as nuts right now.
I guess all of these will be. We're doing it at your place.
We can do it at your place. You have a great booth.
I just moved
Liam's
into
Liam's new address is 328 North. Nope.
Gregory Street, Baltimore, Maryland. I have moved into a bigger place. I have an office over a garage. It is my nerd fantasy.
Describe your office.
It's been a nerd fantasy for years because I've been in a very small place for a long time and we finally stretched our wings. And I have an office with a big old ass television set for which to play Fallout on and to watch.
It's a big upgrade.
Kill
Before,
Dawn.
Have you guys seen those YouTube videos of like Japanese 200 square foot apartments where the toilet is also the sink?
I used to live in a love hotel.
Yes. But now he lives in a great place. This office has geek shit everywhere.
Geek shit everywhere. This stuff that's been in boxes for years.
The artwork on the wall is...
There's Critical Role shit on the walls. There's comic book stuff on the
video
walls.
Video games.
There's video games. I have about 500 Dungeons & Dragons miniatures on a shelf now.
He has Stan Lee chained to the corner. The wall.
It's funny. He does not complain much. He doesn't have a lot of demand.
No, every
he just
time,
needs animal crackers.
Animal crackers and $75 for an autograph every time you walk in the room.
Which sounds expensive, but really, I mean, it's an investment. And there's the place had a booth when I moved in, so I've just finished finally putting padding on the walls.
By the way, only in LA can you find a place for rent that has a booth
Has a booth built in. The people there before us were musicians. Of some kind. I don't know why they didn't have soundproofing on the booth if they were doing music. It works now. I just finally, after 3 months of procrastination, got it up and going.
Did you record something today?
Taco Bell commercial.
Oh, audition?
Taco Bell. Audition. It's not.
Can you give me a sample?
Burrito.
Somehow I feel like you're paraphrasing. You're paraphrasing.
Did I get it?
I did. What commercial auditions did I do today? I did a Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
I did a Pizza Hut audition. Yep. And I did... There was another one.
Pizza Hut wants a happy voice like you.
Well, they always say the same thing in the commercial audition specs. Everyman... Jim Krasinski type? What's his name?
John Krasinski type has been on the pieces, the sides we get for like 2 years now. 5 years ago, it was George Clooney up the ass.
Sure.
Now it's John Krasinski.
Yeah.
No voiceover types.
No announcers, please. No radio, please.
But then you listen to the radio.
Hey, welcome to Taco Bell. I'm a John Krasinski type.
So confusing.
Do you have any commercials running that the people should look for?
I still have the friggin' pistachio commercial.
No way. Wait, sure. There's still... I didn't want to ask it because I thought it might be a touchy subject.
Dude, I am 84 years old and those nuts are never going to give up on me.
You're still on the nuts commercials?
Still on them nuts.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I'm still on Fresh Step, I think.
Wow, those spots have been going forever too.
Yes, they have, yeah.
When I think sweet-smelling cat poo, I think Liam O'Brien.
Those commercials really are just me talking about cat shit.
Wonderful pistachios. Wonderful cat shit. I've got a few Aleve spots playing right now.
Yeah.
I have, if you live in San Diego, San Diego Gas and Electric, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you, for the Aleve, are you really relaxing sounding?
They called me when I did the audition. They said, you know what's great about your voice, Sam? You're like a casual cowboy.
What?
I don't even know what that means.
That makes zero fucking sense.
Of course it does. But
who is that person? They should be fired.
When they said that to me, I was like, oh, yeah. Of course I'm a casual cowboy. I get that a lot.
Cowboy?
You know.
There is... You are...
The casual cowboy.
You are a brilliant man. You are a funny man. You are a handsome man. You are a kind man. The one thing you are not is a goddamn cowboy.
It's, you know, Tylenol and Advil only last 8 hours, but Aleve lasts 12. Casual cowboy. Hashtag.
He said, taking a swig of whiskey. Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
You know, we need to take one more break. I'm sorry. We just want one more break. I'm sorry. All right, do the sound cue.
I'm sorry.
Want to send us your own stories of fundum, ask us questions, or give us booze recommendations? Email us at zerotimetoplay@gmail.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's critical... No. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all work, no play.
Is that
third act.
Third act. This is the...
Oh, man. This
Democratic
is taking
way too long
to record.
I could barely... Oh, I don't have a glass. I'm going to swig from this bottle. I could barely get into this chair. I ran 13 miles earlier today, and I am busted up as fuck.
How, what part of your body hurts?
My right knee.
Okay. Do you ice that shit?
I didn't today. I didn't, because I had too much. I had to go get Hamlet from his coding camp.
Sure,
and I just went.
Sure.
I also lifted some weights yesterday, so my boobies hurt. My arms hurt a little bit, so kind of everything hurts.
Oh, man.
Mostly on the right side. Right boob. Right knee.
Do you have a pull-up bar at home?
I do have a pull-up bar.
Do you use it?
Not in a while. Not in a
while. You got to get on that shit.
I have been... It's all work, no play, ladies and gentlemen. I've been working nonstop for like 3 months, and this is the first week where I've been able to try to pick myself back up again.
Liam, is this podcast... Are we going to just age for an audience over like the course of years?
I think
where
so.
Where we listen back to earlier episodes... And it sounds like we had higher voices.
Everything is wonderful. We have so many highs.
And then we listen to later voices and we're like, oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Sam, this is my third wife.
I think this podcast is our life at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a sad joke on
it's
us.
A sad, sad descent.
No, come on. Come on.
Let's talk about the fun we're going to do next time on the episode.
In 6 months, we're going to record a podcast. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You are like my brother.
Yep.
I love you.
Yep.
I'm going to flick your nose.
Oh,
I did it
in
real time.
With his bloody finger. We had a nice dinner a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Aside from my group dinner, you and I went.
You and I. We mm-hmm. just went to a place. It was a fancy Italian, well, pizza place.
Yeah.
But it was great. We had a one-on-one talk, me and Liam O'Brien. Mm-hmm. We talked about our love. We talked legitimately. We talked about our love.
We really did. We talked about meeting and how important we are to each other.
We made vows to each other.
We looked into each other's eyes, and there was no talking for like minutes at a time.
Yeah, it was beautiful. We drank Italian wine.
We're joking. We're not joking. And I wish I could go back and look at those two fucking idiots meeting in New York City
at the New York Comic Con?
Big Apple Anime Fest. Look at those two morons who were
24, 25, 26, 27
at the most. Two idiots meeting and not knowing that they were meeting their soulmates.
It's true. You know, I really hope we have a good thing. We've had success in our careers. We've had success in our friendship and in our family life. And I'm crying. I really hope people have that in the world. Oh my God, I'm crying. We're drunk.
This is going in the podcast. I'm not crying because I'm cold as ice, baby. No, I'm not. I'm a fucking
I hope bus, people but... have that in their life. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do. I mean, we've had it good, man.
Yes, we can.
Barack Obama in 2016.
Oh, we just lost 20, I know. 20 I'm listeners sorry. I'm to this sorry. Podcast.
Donald Trump in 20.
Oh, God.
We're really drunk. We've had a lot of booze. We've had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot today, Liam.
What's the fun we're going to do next time?
We're going to record a podcast.
Yeah, that's it.
That's about it.
We have no time. I have no time to go rock wall climbing or...
Oh, that would be so fun, though.
Paintball.
You know what this podcast is going to become?
What?
It's us talking about what we would like to do.
But can't. Guys... Sam Riegel literally has tears in his eyes right now.
That's how drunk we are.
I'm very, very moved. Very moved.
Guys, I thank you for joining us on a very special All Work, No Play. Probably the last one.
Oh, we better shut this down.
But thank you for joining us. You've been a great audience.
Yeah.
Especially the ones in Malaysia.
Oh, you guys are still there after all this time.
Well, they're being paid to. But thanks, guys, for listening. This will probably be the last one. We love you. We'll see you in 57 days.
In 57 days.
Anything to wrap us up with? Something uplifting, Liam?
When
you need uplifting, you go to Liam O'Brien.
We'll all be dead soon. We'll all be dead soon, but this is the time we have. Fake it till you make it.
I knew Liam would be the perfect one to uplift the audience.
Girl.
Girl, you're gonna die soon.
Love you guys. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you want to be the first on your block to hear the next episode, be sure to click subscribe on iTunes.
You will instantly improve the world by doing so.
And remember, don't work too hard.